What brings you joy? For the visual and performance artist Nick Cave, not to be confused with the musician of the same name, it's a giant inflatable sculpture made out of holiday lawn ornaments, a vinyl mural that encases a building like wrapping paper, and a parade through the streets of Boston. It's all part of a new public art installation that opened last night. WBUR Arts reporter Amelia Mason has the story.
It's a sunny afternoon in May, and a group of people are standing on the sidewalk in Dorchester's Upham's Corner, interrupting pedestrians as they hurry by, in a nice way.
How's it going? You want to write down what brings you joy?
Ayako Maruyama is part of a street team that's asking residents to contribute to a project organized by the artist Nick Cave, who will incorporate some of their creations into a public art piece.
New England, the day is great, the buildings are great, the streets are great, it makes people's attitudes great. Yeah.
Michelle Rouge of Dorchester loves the idea of public art coming to Boston. The city needs some color, she says. She bends over a red slip of paper, marker in hand.
Color vision, love, graffiti.
In bold, expressive script, Rouge writes some of the things that bring her joy. Art, color, love. She doesn't know it now, but her words will later find their way into one of Cave's fantastical creations, part of a project he calls Augment. Fast forward 3 months, and Augment is almost complete. Cave stands in the vast atrium of the Cyclorama at the Boston Center for the Arts in the South End, gazing up at a vast inflatable sculpture. It's a puffy riot of mutilated holiday lawn ornaments, the Easter Bunny, Frankenstein's monster, a birthday cake with candles, all twisted up in a grotesque bouquet.
A number of people were like, God, Nick, there's so much violence in this work. And I'm like, I don't, really? And they were like, well, yeah, you know, like the dinosaurs eating the bunny. And, you know, they were like, it's so violent, but it's very sexual at the same time. And I'm like, well, okay, I wasn't thinking about that, but all right.
I can see Cave's point. There's something disarming about the piece, which is bright and humorous, even if it's a little creepy. The installation, which contains five such sculptures, is kind of an ode to joy, an emotion that seems less simple the more Cave talks about it. Those inflatable lawn decorations evoke the holidays in all their complexity.
How do we go into the holidays with these great intentions, everyone having a joyous and unbelievable time, and yet it becomes a catastrophe for a lot of people? And I sort of love just the contrast of all of that. And at the same time,
it's a classic Cave juxtaposition. The Chicago-based artist is best known for his popular sound suits, ornate, wearable sculptures that have made their way into museum collections around the world. He tends to create work that dazzles the eye while confronting issues like racism and police violence. Kate Gilbert, the executive director of the Boston Public Art Presenter Now and There, says it was Cave's ability to combine these qualities that prompted the group to commission a project from the artist.
We're always trying to present something that's immediately recognizable to the public, that doesn't feel, that doesn't smack with any kind of elitism.
It's why, for this project, two sites were chosen: the Cyclorama in the South End and a spot in Upham's Corner, a neighborhood where you might not expect to see installations from internationally renowned artists. The exhibition is free and open to the public.
At every shop I stop in, I'm like, hey, we're having this thing. And they're like, wait. We can go see Nick Cave and it's free. And I'm like, yeah. And you can come back multiple times and you can run around and you can, like, touch it. And yes.
That idea of breaking the barrier between art world elite and community arts is very on brand for Cave, who often invites the public to participate in his work. For Augment, he incorporated artwork created by community members into a trippy-looking vinyl mural stuck onto the side of an empty building in Upham's Corner. The inflatable sculptures will eventually end up there, too. For now, they're on view at the Cyclorama through mid-September. To get to their new home, they'll be paraded through the streets of Boston, probably the purest expression of joy in Cave's project.
We need this kind of work right now. We need to be able to just sort of, get away from it all.
Not that you can ever really get away from it all, but in Cave's weird, bright, open-hearted world, it almost seems possible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.